Money FM 89.3, best of the breakfast huddle. The Bigger Picture with Ryan Hwang.
Money FM 89.3, you're listening to Singapore's most influential radio station this Friday morning, and you're in the breakfast huddle with Elliot Danko, Manisha Tank, and Ryan Hwang. Woo, guys, what a week and what a night it's been.
I feel bad because we are supposed to talk about the major sell-off in markets overnight, but I've been looking at the PlayStation 5 and I'm quite interested to see how Sony's stock will fare.
It's going to be an interesting one. So I think it says a lot, actually, that all of these memes are going around about the design. It doesn't bode well.
Was not something I was expecting. So it's all white. It stands up like the previous consoles. And it's a bit squeezed in the middle. So it's almost like a Coca-Cola bottle. Also almost like the Xbox 360. So I'm not a fan of the design.
Well, let's not judge a console by its cover, shall we?
Of course. But one thing that people will be judging is how to react as Asian markets have opened for over half an hour now. Major sell-off in U.S. markets overnight. And that's not all. Manisha, you mentioned at the start of the show, this comes on the back of that debt surge in the United States.
It's quite remarkable, the level of debt now that the U.S. is carrying. And we've had a bit of a warning, actually, from Ravi Menon, who runs the Monetary Authority of Singapore, pointing out the issue of debt. And, you know, the headline basically being worldwide debt could be the biggest problem post-COVID-19.
Yeah, we have to pay back that money at the end of the day. So what will be the shape of the economies down the road? Let's get a bigger picture of Gary Dugan. He is the CEO of the Global CIO Office. Morning, Gary. How are you doing this Friday?
I'm good, thank you.
Are you excited about the PlayStation 5?
I'm going to look on the internet straight away and see what's going on.
Okay, Gary, we had a huge sell-off overnight. And the big question is, you know, what's going to happen from here? Are we going to be seeing U.S. equities retesting their March lows? And is this going to be a time to buy on the dips?
I think it's a buy on the dips, but for kind of I think when you think about the support you're getting from policymakers with near zero interest rates, trillions of dollars that are going into the global economy to prop it up. I'd also say that the sell-off overnight was very aggressive. It kind of spooks people, and therefore there could be more downside. But I'd be very surprised if we retested the lows.
And what advice are you giving to investors right now? Is there a need to reposition their portfolios in terms of reallocation to different sectors?
No, to be honest, our dialogue more recently is that there are reasons to be optimistic. And I say that, ignoring the amounts of debt that have been taken on, but the huge amount of money that's been spent around the world. You know, we've got $52 trillion and more, which has been pumped into the global economy. That is going to have a positive impact. And therefore, I would just, maybe counsel people not to be too negative. People got very concerned about those COVID numbers out of Florida and Texas. But, you know, over the last few days, Australia's down to 20 cases per day. Germany, 300 from the 6,000 you had before. So there's positive news out there on COVID, not just bad news.
If we zoom in on some of these sectors, for example, banks, what's your view on exposure to bank stocks right now, especially on the back of the Fed earlier this week, signaling that rates will remain near zero through 2022?
Yes, I think the banks had, in particular, of those stocks that have performed extremely well through the rally, were probably overestimating the good news and over-discounting it. They are challenged. When you've got very low interest rates, banks don't naturally make a lot of money just from just ordinary business. They have to work harder. And therefore, I think it's not just 1 year of bad numbers that have come out in terms of profits, but it could be a few years before they kind of reposition their business model based upon these lower rates.
You know, it takes some time for things to turn around. We are chatting with Gary Dugan. He is the CEO of the Global CIO Office. So, Gary, thinking a bit more of a political lens right now, we've got U.S. Treasury Secretary Steven Mnuchin saying the country can't afford to shut down the economy again, and because this is going to be causing a lot of damage if they do so, even if there is a second wave, he is not thinking about doing that. How do you think markets will read into what he's saying?
The challenge to the markets is the kind of emotion when numbers start to spike on the virus and the impact that it has on people's daily lives and makes them more concerned, and the commitment of governments to keep things open. I'd be surprised, and I'm making a generic comment about around the world, I would be surprised on a spike in cases that we see governments just immediately go to lockdown. I don't think it will be as aggressive as it was last time round. I think they've learned something, and hopefully that also means that we won't have a kind of minus 35% quarterly annualized growth number as we've just experienced in the last quarter.
talking about learning something, one thing that's been long running has been the US-China trade tensions. What do you think investors can do to get some, you know, shelter and safety? What are some defensive plays they can be looking at in this type of backdrop?
Yeah, I think there's going to be a big pivot again, straight back to the defensive plays of in the technology sector and in the healthcare sector. That both of those were just very quiet over recent weeks when we had the massive rebound in cyclical stocks.
And if you look at the oil prices, we've seen quite a bit of a rally in recent weeks, but of course we saw a bit of a sell-off with the demand picture now a bit more cloudier. What's your take on where things are going from here for oil prices?
I don't expect, well, so don't expect too much movement, but we have had massive moves. I think we're going to be anchored at around about the $30 to $35. When oil prices were picking up significantly, we actually saw some of the US players starting to expand their production and exploration again, and that was always going to cap the improvement that we'd seen in the oil price. But equally, you know, the reaction overnight is far too aggressive for the news at hand.
And Gary, just to wrap things up, what's your reading of the US economy right now? We've got a few job numbers coming out. Things seem to be turning around. Do you think that's enough for what people were saying? You know, they were hoping for a V-shaped recovery.
No V-shape, a U-shape if you're lucky. But, you know, we've seen the worst of it in terms of the surprise. And I think in terms of going forward, we just could be pleasantly surprised at the way in which people go back to spending money and getting back to work. It's not going to be a huge improvement back to where we were at the beginning of the year, but it will be better.
Okay, something to keep an eye out for. And down the road, we have been chatting with Gary Dugan. He is the CEO of the Global CIO Office. Gary, thank you so much for your time this Friday.
Thank you.
Before acting on the information on Money FM, please consider if it's suitable for your own investment objectives, financial situation, and risk tolerance. To listen to more great interviews, download our podcasts at moneyfm893.sg. Or download the SPH radio app available on Google Play or the App Store.